key question at Democratic debates.
How could anybody in a million years not believe that a woman could become president?
Action on impeachment.
The articles will be hand-delivered to the Senate.
Jet fuel dumped on kids at recess.
I'm worried that's something dangerous for the kids to be smelling.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaffe, and on a day when there's historic action on the articles of impeachment against President Trump and new evidence that surfaced, six of the Democrats who want to oust him in November squared off in Iowa. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The most expected moment during the debate on CNN came when Bernie Sanders was asked,
"Why did you say that?"
"Well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it."
Sanders denied a claim made by Elizabeth Warren that in 2018, Sanders told her a woman could not win the presidency.
"Anybody knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States."
Warren did not back down.
"What did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?"
"I disagreed. Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie."
But after the debate, Warren and Sanders approached each other. They did not shake hands. There seemed to be a spirited exchange of words. The other candidates talked about other issues. Tom Steyer on health care.
"Everybody on this stage believes that affordable health care is a right for every single American."
Pete Buttigieg talked about climate change.
"We are going to have to use federal funds to make sure that we are supporting those whose lives will inevitably be impacted."
And Joe Biden and Amy Klobuchar talked of the need to defeat President Trump.
"Character is on the ballot. The American character is on the ballot.
This is a decency check. This is a patriotism check."
CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the closer we get to actual votes, the candidates' words will have more impact.
"Millions of Americans and many Iowans are only now just beginning to tune into all of this."
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Democratic debate in Des Moines.
Well, now to Washington, where CBS's Nancy Cordes says the articles of impeachment against President Trump will be sent from the House to the Senate today, setting the stage for a trial.
"The impeachment hoax, it's a total hoax."
Hours before President Trump railed against impeachment at a campaign rally in Wisconsin, the House Intelligence Committee released new evidence from Lev Parnas, an indicted businessman who helped the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, pressure Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. In one text exchange between Parnas and Ukraine's top prosecutor at the time, Yuri Lutsenko appeared to agree to help with the Biden investigation if the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine was removed. In one text, Robert Hyde, a Trump donor, tells Parnas, "They know she's a political puppet. They will let me know when she's on the move."
Former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is putting up a new fight in his criminal case just 2 weeks before his scheduled sentencing. CBS's Catherine Herridge in Washington.
The former National Security Advisor and his legal team are now seeking to withdraw his guilty plea over lying to the FBI about his contacts and communications with the Russian ambassador after the 2016 election. They say the government, quote, acted in bad faith, that there was, quote, vindictiveness, and it was all a breach of the original plea.
In Southern California, kids at school complained of itchy skin, watery eyes, and a bad smell after jet fuel rained down from a Delta flight that had engine trouble. CBS's Carter Evans.
It was forced to dump more than 10,000 gallons to reach a safe landing weight. But the flight passed over at least half a dozen schools.
You can smell the fuel from miles away.
Children playing at Park Avenue Elementary School complained of irritated skin and difficulty breathing.
I was so scared, so we just went inside. And then my eyes started itching.
Nearly 70 people were treated.
I was scared.
The FAA says when planes need to dump fuel, it should only happen over designated unpopulated areas, typically at higher altitudes, so the fuel dissipates before hitting the ground. Pilot Laura Einsettler.
I was very surprised that people actually had fuel impact. It's something that I've never heard of in 35 years of flying.
The plane bound for Shanghai landed safely at LAX. The U.S. and China are due to sign the first phase of a trade agreement today in Washington.
This is the first time we'll have a fully binding agreement with China with structural changes, technology protection, and an additional $200 billion of purchases.
And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the U.S. will ease off on some sanctions against China. Lawmakers in Virginia are poised to pass the Equal Rights Amendment. That would make 38 states. Supporters say that's the three quarters needed to add it to the Constitution. But court battles are likely since the ratification deadline expired back in 1982. Overseas, CBS's Remy Innocencio is in the Philippines with the latest on a volcano that erupted over the weekend.
Thick volcanic ash blanketed entire towns, caked roads in slippery mud, and covered acres of farmland, turning this normally packed tourist hub into ghost towns of gray. Nearly 40,000 people were forced from their homes. Some even fled with their livestock.
More fallout from baseball's sign-stealing scandal. Alex Cora is out as manager of the Boston Red Sox. CBS's Dana Jacobson says he was a bench coach on the Houston Astros in 2017.
The Major League Baseball Commissioner's report says Cora was involved in developing the spying scheme and that he condoned the players' conduct. The league is still investigating whether Cora brought the same practices to the Red Sox when he became the team's manager in 2018 and then led them to a World Series title.
An epic primetime battle turned out to be one-sided.
Ken Jennings, you are the champion.
Ken Jennings crowned Jeopardy's greatest of all time on ABC. He beat James Holzhauer and all-time money champ Brad Rutter. Newly chosen for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the late Whitney Houston and 1970s hitmakers, the Doobie Brothers. Also in the 2020 class, Depeche Mode, Nine Inch Nails, the Notorious B.I.G., and T-Rex. Glassdoor.com has released a list of the year's best jobs.
The site evaluated the jobs based on their availability, starting salary, and worker satisfaction. Amanda Stansell with the review company website says one technology job topped all the others.
The number one best job in America this year is front-end engineer. They have over 13,000 open jobs in the U.S. right now, so lots of opportunity. They have a great salary of over $100,000, and these workers are also very satisfied in their roles.
She says tech dominates with 20 out of the 50 roles being technical, but she says realtor and corporate recruiter are also up there, which do not require as much of a background. Matt Piper, CBS News.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday, the 15th of January, 2020. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.